All right. This is the Grand Hill Chronicles. I'm your host, Don Bishop, and I'm here with Lila. And one second, because my streaming software, it's not the software's fault, but I misplaced the video feed thing. The video capture. Fine, I'm going to have to recreate it right now.
Is yours not hidden down there? There's some other stuff farther down on the list.
I'm looking for the icon. Oh. It was labeled as game capture. Did the...
Yeah, I see game capture.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's because it's highlighted, waiting for me to click it. And there we are. So now you can see us. Yay. Thanks for joining us. And today's episode is showing live on YouTube right now. I have 3:14 p.m. on September 7th. I'm taking this episode and I'll download it and I'll upload it later to other locations, including the podcast proper. And that's where you listen to it if you listen on Spotify or Apple, etc. So it's live right now as I record it. So any ums, etc. will be left in place. But I think it's a trade-off because that's part of authenticity. So you're getting me real right now. And that's how I talk a lot of the time, unfortunately. And I'm doing today's recording live. I'm live streaming it in order to get it out there in a jiffy. I didn't publish a podcast episode in August, even though I did do a live stream a couple of weeks ago, just doing some writing. So it's not, I'm not even talking to the viewer, but in that video. But I want to get an update out, and I don't want to disappear completely off the radar.
Disappear. You just
I don't want to disappear. I'm making up new words. Watch out, Tolkien. See, there's an M. It's going to stay in there. Were you pointing at me for the next
No.
There's another one.
I'm just waiting for I'm waiting for you to.
So yeah, I don't
want to
disappear completely off the radar, but I do want to get an update out, but I don't want to spend hours editing a video. So I'm not going to. I'll spend a little bit of time downloading the video later and then stripping the audio off and uploading that audio as the podcast episode. And that way I won't spend hours spent
disacompliring.
Disacompliring, yep. She's mocking me.
No, I'm having fun with you.
One second, because I'm being bugged by the fact that I forgot to turn that light on. It'll help us a little bit.
At first I thought you meant you were being bugged like somebody's, you got a tap on this. Which is counterintuitive because you're actually broadcasting, like you're choosing to broadcast, so what does it matter?
I bugged myself on purpose, so I saw a meme. It's like people in the 60s like, oh, be careful, there might be a bug or a wiretap. Nowadays, like, hey, wiretap, do you have a recipe for chicken? So here we are. I don't know if you wanted to say anything or if I should just go into my updates.
But I mean, just I'm here to chat, so don't just go down the list. But okay. I've got all of like 2.5 minutes left.
Okay.
I'm here just so you guys know. I'm so busy. I have all the stuff I need to go do. Right. But now, I wanted to come and do a little visit. So I gave myself 5 minutes ish.
Okay, so
where are you right now?
So the big updates. It was up in the air, I believe, last time I talked about it openly. But I'm coming towards the end of my active duty service in the military, and so I'll be off active duty by the end of the year. I am looking at going to the reserves. That's not set in stone yet. Meanwhile, right now, I am on an internship. If you're familiar at all, it's a SkillBridge internship, and I'm doing an internship with Full Magazine Publishing. Now, I had spoken previously about maybe doing an internship with a successful independent author, and I ran into a some snag. Red tape. Yeah, some red tape where the policy had changed, and previously you could have an employer do some paperwork and get a memorandum of understanding with the DoD, and they get listed in a directory. And the author that I had been talking to has not done that, nor do I have time before the end of my contract for him to do that, and then to do the paperwork and then start this internship. So that just wasn't going to be possible, because now that used to be something that you could do, or you could go through a different approval route at the local level. Unfortunately, that is no longer a thing with the Marine Corps, and they now require a DoD MOU. So I went and looked in that directory, and I found Full Magazine Publishing, and I looked them up a little bit, and I wasn't sure if it was going to be a good fit initially, because they specialize in graphic novels, and the listing actually mentioned something about looking for visual artists. But I reached out to them, and they said, no, you know, it'll be great. And we set it up, kind of drafted the design of what we're doing here. I thought I had something to reference, but I guess I closed that window. But that's okay. So they specialize in graphic novels. They're aimed mostly towards veterans and telling veteran stories. But at the same time, so, you know, I'm going to come in here because they do independent publishing and they do, creative works. And so that's the niche that I'm getting into with them. And they're also allowing me to work with an industry partner. And so I am still able to work with that independent author that I was in talks with initially, a few weeks ago before we officially started this internship, which officially started this week. I sent him an outline of something I'm working on, and he gave me some feedback on that, which was helpful. And he will take a look at my manuscript later on. Excuse me. But, oh yeah, there's the, I put it in this reference document that I created for myself. Industry partner to refine skills for follow-on career pathways, because that's what I'm going into. I'm going into writing novels. So since all of these things have become official and like it's now happening, I also do know for sure that I'm going to go to 20 Books Vegas in November. I'm registered and I have booked my hotel room. I haven't booked a flight. I'm considering driving our 95 Civic. It would actually be a little bit cheaper, and I'm looking at maybe some stops along the way. We still own a rental property in Kansas, and it would be good to stop and see our house. But
sorry, I'm not being very.
No, it's okay. sorry, I'm kind of talking to you kind of loud because I'm trying to think about the microphone here.
Excuse me.
I should have brought it closer. But yeah, I'm sorry, Lila. I'm just kind of I have this agenda.
This was kind of impromptu for me, and you know, you do it, and I was like, oh, I'll join you for a few minutes.
It's my fault, because I wrote up an agenda, and then I invited her. So that's my bad for writing something up and not including her in that.
That's okay. But you probably figured I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, I was assuming.
Mm-hmm. But well, I should probably
I'm glad
just
you're here.
Go.
No!
I don't know what to comment on. Like, I think about things that you're mentioning, but it just seems... I guess this is just the way that I think. Oh, it's just a thought. It's not going to be interesting. So, like, when you were mentioning 20 Books Vegas, I thought of saying, oh, I mean, I didn't think of saying, I thought of not saying. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't. I thought, oh, isn't it too bad? Like, I wish I could go this year. We went last year.
I really wish you could.
And it was fun, although I was, like, deathly sick the whole time. I lost my voice. And it was a really bad illness. And I still struggled along and went to workshops, but I tried to not talk to people. Because, first of all, oh, I'm not, that's the camera. That's not the camera.
No, that's the microphone.
I'm looking at the microphone for some reason. We need to put, like, a loud red border around the lens so I can look at that instead. This has these nice blue lights that catch my eye. Right, so I was avoiding talking to people because, for one, I couldn't talk. I didn't have a voice. And so what I could talk was very difficult to hear. So people would lean in and... Or it had, like, I'd have to put a lot of air out. Yeah, and then I didn't want to get them sick. So I was like, oh, don't talk to me. So it was pretty difficult in that respect. But it was a good experience. I wish I could go back this year.
Yeah. Actually, if maybe you're curious, but in this picture right here, I was sick. at the conference... they have a photographer and they'll take headshots so authors can have headshots to use for their websites or whatnot. And we got our pictures taken and I did my best to look my best, but I think you can see more wrinkles because we were so tired. It'd be too. So good if she could go, but it's a lot more expensive if she goes because then we need babysitting. And that means buying a plane ticket for my mom, you know, and then,
in addition to paying for me for the
last year, we flew the entire event. Family out there. We didn't leave our kids, like just, we didn't plop them with my mom alone for an entire week. We rented a house on Airbnb, which actually cost less per night than a hotel room, but it was a bit of a drive, so mm-hmm. There was that factor as well. We had to rent a car, it costs so much more.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. It's not like I'm in a position to do anything with the writing itself. I was great at taking notes. I took a lot of good notes. See, there I am looking at the microphone again. I took a lot of good notes. I feel like I got a lot of good information out of the workshops or the sessions, whatever. But to actually do anything with that is another story. So it doesn't seem like it'd be worth it at this point, unless it would be in an advisory capacity to you, which we've done a little as we've talked about things. And I'm like, oh yeah, I went to this workshop and they mentioned this thing. And so I think it's still useful, even if I'm not that involved, but not at that price for us right now.
Yeah. And that makes me think of, who's the breadwinner. And at this point, if I'm transitioning out to be a novelist, either one of us could do that. But if she does it, then I need to pull my weight with the kids. And she's honestly a better mother than I am. But it's
probably because I'm a mother. And you're a father.
And so. She's been home with the kids. I'm just saying. And
you couldn't be a better mother because you'd be a father.
Yeah. Well, and if we have another baby,
Nothing against fathers. I want to be perfectly clear. I'm just saying, strictly speaking, I'm a mother, so I'm going to be a mother. And he's a father, so he's going to be a father.
And if we have another baby, which we could do, then she could be down for the count. And I'd have to step forward and earn the living. So I'm still the breadwinner, but if we pull out a livable income off of this, I'm thinking as soon as we have that flexibility, then I'm going to step in time-wise and definitely step out of writing so Lila can step in.
Oh, thanks.
And have that fulfillment.
I
know you mentioned that.
I feel like it's going to be...
We haven't talked about it in a while.
Yeah. It seems like a very far off sort of thing right now. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We're still at the getting stable stage of things because our lives have been in upheaval for so long. So what I'm wanting now is just getting settled and stability. Everything else can wait. I just want us to be like more harmonized with everything that's going on in our lives and healthy and happy. So yeah. I can wait.
So kind of getting back to what I was talking about earlier, this is a brand new internship that started this week. And we're still, I'm still getting into the communication with with this person and that person within Full Magazine Publishing. And it's all remote. Like, I'm here working in the basement. And so at the same time, I'm working on a manuscript. And so that segues into creative work updates, where I would say that Grant Hill Chronicles is currently on pause. Like, I'm not working at all for the moment. You're thinking about other things you need to do right now.
I'm trying to remember that word you made up.
What, the fan tasty? Mm-mm. Oh, disappearing one, the not completely.
Disacomplier? Disacomplier. I guess I'm being a bad co-host by zoning out and trying to remember that word
instead. No, it's genuine conversation.
So, I'm sorry. So go ahead. What were you saying? I totally lost track.
Grand Hill Chronicles is on pause for the moment, and I think, Lila, you might be leaning out of frame.
Oh, yeah. A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Deal with it.
Wish it could be a little farther of a shot.
Yeah.
But I should go, because I've got so all much right. to do.
We'll let you go.
Okay. It was nice seeing you guys. Have fun with Don.
Yep. I'm still here. A few more minutes. And then I got to get back to writing. I need to get my word count in for the day. So maybe I'll adjust the frame now that it's just me. Let me scoot this over a little bit. Okay. So Grand Hill Chronicles is currently on pause, but that's because I'm focusing on something else. And I might have said before, I care too much about the Grand Hill Chronicles, and it's gotten too intertwined and built up in my mind, and I need to push something out the door. So, like, here we are right now, and this internship goes from Tuesday of this week until November 13th, and through the rest of November after that, I expect to be on my own time, kind of a leave situation before I technically detach from or separate from active duty. And I want to have a book published by then. Maybe it won't happen, but maybe even two books by Christmas. Quality is going to be the first priority. I want to write good books. And so right now I'm working on something that I conceived of last year, mid-2022, I believe. It was middle of summer of last year. Anyway, but it's I've been calling it Nightshade Unicorn, and only within the last few weeks since I said, you know, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm pushing on the gas pedal to do and push out, I've come up with a new name for this race of unicorns, because I don't want to say unicorn. There's just too much connotation of these bubbly rainbow magic beasts, and that's not what I'm looking for. So Nightshade Unicorn is different from all the other unicorns. He has a different colored coat. His fur is black instead of white. All the other unicorns are white. Except, remember, I don't call them unicorns. I do use the word unicorn in my draft so far. But when somebody says unicorn, somebody else says, hey, don't say that. That's slang. The name of these beings is the Nomord. So the Shrongolin is the Nightshade Unicorn, or the Nightshade Nomord. And the Shrongolin has a duty and a function of holding back some great evil, and thus protecting the world. And just by his existence and placing himself, not physically, but magically and conceptually between that great evil and the rest of the world, he's experienced some dark times, you know? So not only is his fur black, but his mood is often very somber. And he's serious. He doesn't joke around. He doesn't prance like the other Nomord do. He doesn't prance around like the other Nomord do. And now the great evil has been strengthening and getting ready to burst free from its prison. And the Shrongolin comes to a young lady named Alabva to request her aid to rescue the world, to save the world from the outbreak of this great evil. So it was earlier this year I pulled out this concept. I named the main character. Several weeks ago, I slightly changed the name of the main character because I found out that Alaba is brother in Arabic. And that just seemed odd to have a girl named brother. So it's Alabva. The great evil I named Sakalai within the last couple of weeks. That's the name for the great evil. I'm not going to tell you too much about that because, I mean, read the book, right? And the quota set forth by the independent author that I was talking to, because before I, you know, basically lost the argument with the Marine Corps, of course I was going to lose the whole time. But before I was really running up against that blockage of the requirement for a memorandum of understanding, he gave me an acceptance letter so I could turn around and go through the approval process, say, hey, you know, I have this internship available to me. It meets the requirements. Turns out it didn't meet all of them, so couldn't do it. But in that paperwork, he identified a quota of 2,000 words per day. And I knew that I had sat down and done sprints, you know, hands on keyboard done sprints, and I could do 500 words in half an hour. So I would think four times that I could do with difficulty in about 2 hours. It turns out it's much more difficult than that. Like, it's hard to get 2,000 words in an entire day, at least for me so far.
I have a question.
Yes.
In frame. I don't know where the frame is. So I was trying to look this video up. Is there a way to do that? I'm a Patreon subscriber, but I don't know.
You don't need to go through Patreon for this one. I didn't do anything with Patreon for this one. But so in YouTube, if...
Oh, okay.
Just on the channel.
I just assumed that's what it was this time.
Yeah.
But I guess not. Okay, let's see if I can find you.
Yeah. So tell your friends to like or subscribe to watch this. Grendhill Cron. Yeah. That'll come up again later. Well, oh yeah, I adjusted the frame.
I am unfortunately technologically illiterate. More illiterate than I used to be because I don't have time to do stuff, so I don't know how to do stuff. Wait, so I'm not finding...
This is weird.
So I looked up Grendhill Chronicles, and then should I...
So there's the channel, right? And then...
Oh,
it's live.
2 weeks ago. Oh, I have to go to live specifically. No, this is 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And usually YouTube has been good about putting
something... Oh, goodness.
Are you not really live or something?
No, I'm not. My goodness. I'm unlisted.
Oh.
I meant to do the last one unlisted.
Get in the frame.
Oh.
It's apparently running a little behind.
I don't know if I can make it public right now. live reaction, subscribe to modes, details. Ha! Huh, there it is.
There we go.
Now is that gonna
I'll see if it pops up. See, aren't you glad I'm out in the world?
Yes, I am. I have absolutely zero concurrent viewers, zero likes, because I literally told nobody about it, and it's unfindable. Okay, so hopefully now it's findable.
Let me try to go back.
Yeah, that was fun to discover.
Uh-oh.
Can I see it here?
I'm not seeing it.
Oh, live?
I tried. I went live. I went away from where you were.
Go find Grendhill Chronicles.
Oh, wait. I saw a little dot here. Hold on. Ta-da. Oh, what? What's this? Why did they highlight that for me?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that is. Rose and her miniature. stuff. It's a miniatures video. I thought it was you live. Here we go.
Yeah.
It came up. There you go. All right.
Okay. Now, where was I? I was... Now watch, she's going to find out that I'm... You can't hear me. I'm just talking to myself this whole time. Okay, so I am writing Nightshade Unicorn, or I think I'm going to call it the Strongolin, at least the... This will probably be a trilogy, and I think the first one will be the Strongolin. And maybe the series name will be Nightshade Unicorn. I don't know. Now that we are... Oh, I can see I have a viewer. Hi, Lila. So now that I have more time to write, once I get a handle on this 2,000 words per day quota, I'm going to add to it and push out short stories as well. Probably, I mean, I'm thinking one short story per week. And I think that'll be kind of a good palate cleanser to help me press on and make sure I'm not focusing too narrow. So expect some short stories in the near future, hopefully within the month. And along with that, I attended a webinar yesterday for Descript. Descript is a software for podcasting, including video podcasting, which I am not using at this moment. I haven't use it enough, which is sad because it's a subscription service. I'm paying for it. But, you know, I need to learn more how to use it. And that's why I attended this webinar yesterday. And I didn't realize that I could, I know, I'm going to say the bad word now. I didn't know that the software could do AI voice generation. I knew that it could, you could amend things. Like, you can also editing. Like, we got this software in large part to get rid of my ums in the podcast. I can get rid of filler words in one fell swoop. I'm not doing that with this video because it's live and I'm going to leave it there. But you can also say like, oh, you know, if I misspoke and I said book when I meant podcast, you can go in and change the word and ask it to generate that. And if you have trained it on your voice, then it can replace the word and the listener hears the word you meant to say. But again, that's editing that I don't want to get into right now because I'm trying to push this out to the world. So I learned that it does not only that, but AI voice generation. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but you can just pull it out of a hat. Let me see if I can open up what I was playing with yesterday. And the reason I'm excited about this is because I created the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast in order to focus on two things: writing the book and sharing it, like reading aloud. And so I want to provide audio narration, but I find it so tedious. I've only done a little bit of it. It's hard for me to be satisfied with the sound of my own voice. And then I listen to it and maybe I stop and swallow too much. So I clip this out and then I say, in between paragraphs. And so I have to clip that out and it's just so tedious. But now, like, I can insert into my podcast stories that I write without having to go through all that tedium. Now, it doesn't remove all the tedium. There are things that would still need to be done. Let me see if I can have you hear this. So I'm going to play for you some audio narration, AI voice generated, from the beginning of Nightshade Unicorn. And I think it's pretty decent. Like, it doesn't sound human, and it's not quite genuine. And I need to teach it how to pronounce the words and the names that I make up. So that's some tedium that's going to have to be done. But once I teach it once, like Alabva, once I teach it how to pronounce that her name once, it's going to get it right every time, I think, I would hope. Right now, it doesn't know. And it doesn't know how to pronounce Strongalin either, or Nomord. But here, let's have a short listen.
Alabva rolled, trudged onward and upward, following the Strongalin up the mountain. Her feet seemed to slow with each step, sweat glistening, then running down her face with the effort and rebellion against the snow on the ground beneath her feet. The Strongalin, the most unique of the Nomord, stark black-coated beast that he was, turned his head back to one side to consider Alabva as her steps faltered from exhaustion, the single horn springing lively from his forehead, somehow suggesting motion and flowing energy despite its fixed position, glowed softly in the early morning light.
Now, you can play with the mood that it's in. Let me see if I can do that right now. I haven't tried to do that. Let me see. Come on. I shouldn't do this live. I'm just embarrassing myself. And then... So you can do it
once more.
Formal or...
Urban rat, they need to preen their flight path.
Formal.
In the last 6,000 years, it's now becoming clear that great whites...
That sounds a little bit slower, so let's try that one. So let's try, see if he'll be a little slower.
Alabva, he spoke, his somber voice painting a sonorous soundscape above the gentle clop-clop of his hooves, the gentle clop of his hooves
striking stone. It does this while it's still generating it. So it does that while it's still generating it, and it is still generating it, so we'll give it a minute. But it's not perfect, but it's something that I can use to share my stories in audio and on short notice. You know, I don't have to go through hours of reading and recording and editing. So that's something. Like, expect some short stories to be shared through the newsletter, and you should sign up. You should go to thorn.link/grandhill/newsletter, right? Yeah, because /newsletter doesn't work, so it's Grendhill. And that's being slow, too. Well, I've been really busy, so it's been a while since I've visited my own website. But, there we go. In fact, actually, I forgot. If you go to thorn.link/Grendhill, and it's been a while since you've been there, you'll get an invitation to join the newsletter right there. But that's something. So expect some short stories. Expect some fantasy some narration of stories, because that's enabled by the AI voices. And yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and start wrapping up. I think I've been live long enough. Don't forget our contest. So we announced this back in like April, and we've been too busy to maintain it and do anything with it. But, fantasty. We accidentally misspoke when we recorded a previous episode and we left it in. And so we decided to run a contest. Show us your food, that you make, whether that's in your garden, if you grow it, or in your kitchen, if you prepare it. Don't show us anything from Taco Bell or whatever kind of junk restaurant you go to. No. So, like, your garden or your kitchen, and send it to, you can email it at fantasty@thorn.link, or you can send it to me on social media at Twitter or X, or on Instagram, at that tag you see on the screen, at GrandhillChron. Actually, on Instagram, it's Grandhill Chronicles. But, send us your tasty noms in picture form. And I'll keep this contest open until November 30th. And I'll announce a winner in December. And I don't know how crazy life will be. Maybe I'll announce it late December, but I'll announce it in December. At the very least, when we close the contest November 30th, I'll be able to will be able to pick a winner quickly and send that person a $30 gift certificate to the restaurant or retailer of your choice. And we'll send that in time for Christmas. So you can take somebody out for budget Applebee's. I don't know. But yeah, $30 gift certificate just for showing us the tastiest food from your garden or from your kitchen. And again, enter by sending that to FanTasty or hashtag FanTasty or email subject line FanTasty and send it to FanTasty@thorn.link or tweet it at us or X it at us at GrindHillCron. And we will close up with that. Join us next time on the Grindhill Chronicles podcast. And there's my outro.